It's very good to see you all again. I am thankful for those of you who have met together to worship this morning. I am thankful to see, since I was last with you, God has blessed you with a nice building to meet in. And I am thankful more that you are here to fill the building. Did you know that God is pleased when we worship Him? God is actually looking for people like you to worship Him in this manner. Not because God needs us, because God doesn't need anything or anyone. But instead, because He wants us. And He doesn't want us because we are so wonderful. In fact, before we are able to worship Him like this, God has to change us to make us able to know Him. So, by your presence here this morning, I believe that you must have been changed by God. I want to read this morning from John's Gospel, chapter 4. Jesus was traveling from Jerusalem back to Galilee, the land where He was from. If you were looking at a map, here is Jerusalem. And here is Galilee. Maybe about 90 kilometers between. And right in the middle between Galilee and Jerusalem is a place called Samaria. To get from Jerusalem to Galilee, Jesus had to go through Samaria. And Samaria was a place where people lived who did not like the Jews. And the Jews did not like the Samaritans. For hundreds of years they had disliked each other. So in John chapter 4 we read that Jesus went by a city of the Samaritans. And there He stopped by a well for water. His disciples, they went into the city to look for food. And Jesus, He stayed by the well. A woman from the city came out to draw water at the well. And Jesus asked her to give Him to drink. This began a very wonderful conversation where Jesus revealed to this woman that He was the Christ. I want you to look at one particular part of this discussion. After Jesus had proven to this Samaritan woman that He was a prophet and indeed Christ,
and
She began to ask him a question. Read verse
19
through verse 24.
បាទយូហានចំពោះ4ក៏19 24
ពេលនោះគាត់ទូលទ្រង់ថាលោកម្ចាស់អើយខ្ញុំយល់ឃើញថាលោកហៅលោកជាហោរា
14 24
ឯពួកអាយកោយើងខ្ញុំបានស្វាយបង្គំនៅលើភ្នំនេះឯពួកលោកជាក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមជាកន្លែងដែលត្រូវស្វាយបង្គំវិញព្រះយេស៊ូវទ្រង់មានបន្ទូលថានាងស្រីអើយចូលជឿខ្ញុំថាដែលមានវេលាមកដែលអ្នករាល់គ្នាមិនស្វែងបង្គំព្រះបិតានៅលើភ្នំនេះឬក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមទេអ្នករាល់គ្នាមិនដឹងថាខ្លួនស្វែងបង្គំអ្វីទេហើយយើងខ្ញុំហើយយើងវិញយើងស្គាល់ព្រះដែលយើងស្វែងបង្គំសម្បត្តិសេចក្តីសង្គ្រោះការមកដោយសារអាចឡើងមកដោយសារយូដាតែនឹងមានពេលវេលាមកក៏នៅឥឡូវនេះហើយនោះពួកអ្នកដែលស្វែងបង្គំដោយពិតត្រង់គេក៏នឹងស្វែងបង្គំព្រះបិតាដោយវិញ្ញាណនិងសេចក្តីពិតពីព្រោះព្រះបិតាទ្រង់រកពួកអ្នកយ៉ាងនោះឲ្យបានស្វែងបង្គំទ្រង់ឯព្រះទ្រង់ជាវិញ្ញាណហើយអ្នកណាដែលស្វែងបង្គំទ្រង់នោះត្រូវស្វែងបង្គំដល់ព្រះវិញ្ញាណនិងសេចក្តីពិតដែរ
Amen.
Amen. There are many different questions that arise in each of our experience. This woman, having believed that Jesus was indeed someone special, she said, Oh, I know you are a man of God.
នាងក៏បាននិយាយថាអូទូបង្គំស្គាល់ហើយតើទ្រង់គឺជាមនុស្សរបស់ព្រះជាម្ចាស
់ So I am going to ask you this question
ដូច្នេះខ្ញុំនឹងសួរដល់អ្នកដែលសំណួរទាំងនេះ
The disagreement between the people of the Jews and the Samaritans
ការទាំងនេះមិនមានការព្រមព្រៀងគ្នារវាងជនជាតិយូដានិងជនជាតិសាម៉ារីទេ
was about where men ought to worship and how they ought to worship
I say អំពីការស្វែងបង្គំព្រះអង្គខាងក្នុងហើយនិងការស្វែងបង្គំព្រះអង្គខាងក្រៅ
So she asked Jesus the question where do you say we should worship God
I praise you Christ មានព្រះបន្ទូលថាតើយើងស្វែងបង្គំព្រះអង្គនៅកន្លែងណា
Is it in Jerusalem like the Jews say
ឬក៏ដូចនៅក្នុងទីក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមដូចជាសាយូដាដែលនិយាយ
Or is it in Samaria like our people say
ឬក៏នៅក្នុងទីក្រុងសាម៉ារីដូចជាប្រជារាស្ត្ររបស់យើង
This is the question the woman asked
នេះហើយគឺជាសំណួរមួយដែលស្ត្រីនោះបានសួរ
And Jesus answered that question and more
ហើយព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទបានឆ្លើយនៅសំណួរទាំងអស់នោះហើយច្រើនទៀត
First he says to her you do not know what you worship
ហើយដំបូងនាងមិនដឹងថាតើតើយើងត្រូវស្វែងបង្គំព្រះអង្គនៅកន្លែងណាហើយស្វែងបង្គំនៅអ្នកណា
The Jewish people they have the word of God
I say you know គេមានព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គ
And the answer to the question is Jerusalem is the place that men should have worshiped
I ចម្លើយទៅនឹងសំណួរនោះគឺកន្លែងណាដែលយើងត្រូវស្វែងបង្គំព្រះអង្គនោះគឺមិនត្រឹមតែក្នុងក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមទេ
But then Jesus answers a question she didn't ask
ប៉ុន្តែចម្លើយមួយដែលព្រះអង្គម្ចាស់បានឆ្លើយទៅនឹងសំណួរដែលនាងមិនបានសួរ
He says this is the answer for times past
ហើយតែចម្លើយទាំងអស់នេះគឺជាចម្លើយសម្រាប់ពេលដែលបានកន្លងហួសទៅហើយ
Jerusalem is where men should worship
ហើយនៅក្នុងក្រុងយេរូសាឡិមគឺជាមនុស្សដែលត្រូវស្វែងបង្គំព្រះអង្គនៅទីនោះ
But he says the hour is coming and now is
ហើយពេលវេលាបានមកដល់ហើយឥឡូវនេះ
This time and the times to come, the true worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
I ស្វែងបង្គំព្រះម្ចាស់គឺជាស្វែងបង្គំព្រះដែលព្រះម្ចាស់ជាព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធស្វែងបង្គំព្រះអង្គត្រូវតែស្វែងបង្គំ
And in that time, And in that time, neither in Jerusalem nor in this mountain, but wherever the Spirit and the truth are found, that is where true worship will be found. This is why you are able to worship the Father here in Cambodia. You do not have to go to a temple in Jerusalem. You do not have to go to a certain pagoda. You do not have to come to a certain building. You can worship God wherever you are. If you have the truth that is His Word, and if you have the presence of His Spirit, God is a Spirit, Jesus says. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Jesus doesn't say we don't need anything in order to worship Him. No, in fact, He says there are two things that we must have. We must have the Spirit, we must have the truth. So that brings two questions to my mind. How do we find the Spirit? And what is truth? These are very good questions. What is truth? Men have asked that question for centuries. They have come to many different conclusions. But Jesus provides for us the answer. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What is truth? Jesus Christ is truth. What is truth? His word is truth. If you want to understand something that is true, you look to God's word, the Bible. Read the Bible.
I am
pray to God and learn of His Word, and you will gain truth. Okay, so what about the Spirit of God? Is it enough for me simply to know His Word? No. Some men have read the Bible and learned the Bible from beginning to end. And yet they have never found the Spirit of God. Jesus one time was speaking to the Jewish leaders. The ones who were doctors of the law. They had memorized books of the Bible. And Jesus said to them, "You believe not my words, because you have not the love of God in you." To those men, He said, "Search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. But they are they which testify of me."
ប៉ុន្តែអ្វីដែលទទួលដោយជីវិតអកលគឺជាការបន្តពីខ្ញុំមកវិញ
He says you may have the word of God
អ្នកនិយាយថាប្រហែលជាអ្នកមានព្រះបន្ទូលព្រះអង្គ
But you do not have the spirit of God
ប៉ុន្តែអ្នកមិនមានព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធមក
So you have missed the mark
អ្នកអាយដែលជាផ្នែកមួយដែលយើងត្រូវបាត់បង
់ You have missed the truth
យើងបាត់តែសេចក្តីពិត
There are others who believe and understand the truth of God's word. The church at Ephesus was a church of God. They had received God's word and believed it. They had manifest and proven their choosing of God. But by the end of the first century, they had forgotten Jesus. In Revelation chapter 2, Jesus sent a letter to the church at Ephesus. He said, You have done very good in many ways. He said, You have believed the truth. You have examined those who told lies and found them to be liars. You are completely orthodox. But then Jesus says, I have something against you. Because you have left your first love.
ពីព្រោះអ្នកឯងបានលះបង់ចោលនូវសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់ទីមួយហើយ
You see they had lost sight of the spirit of God
អ្នកហើយគឺជាការមួយដែលយើងបានបាត់បង់នៅក្នុងផ្នែកមួយនៃសេចក្តីស្រឡាញ់របស់ព្រះជាម្ចាស
់ The Galatian church also was a church of God
នៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរ Galati គឺជាក្រុមជំនុំដែលក្រុមជំនុំរបស់ព្រះជាម្ចាស់
They were those who had believed in the gospel that we believe today. But when Paul writes to them in the letter to the Galatians, he says to them that you have strayed from the Spirit of God. You have begun to take pride in your own deeds and ability. So he writes to them, and in the fifth chapter, he says in verse 16 through verse 18, Go ahead and read
16 through 18. Amen.
So, what is important? The Spirit of God, Jesus says. Here he writes to the Church of God. And he tells them, you have not been walking in the Spirit. Though you have believed the truth, You have followed your mind and your flesh. So here is a church of God that has strayed from the mark. They have ceased to worship God in spirit and in truth. How can we know that we are in the Spirit? First, the Spirit always speaks truth. The Spirit of God will never direct us to do something contrary to what His Word says. Secondly, the fruit of the Spirit, he tells us in this chapter, is love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Then in verse 25 he says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So we know that the Spirit of God is important. If we are to worship Him, we must have the Spirit. So how do we get the Spirit? Why are you here to worship God this morning? When others are out working in the fields or at home resting, what has made us different than anyone else? Well, the Spirit of God teaches us we have nothing to boast in. It is God alone who has made the difference. He has given us life in His Spirit. In John chapter 3, there was a man named Nicodemus who came to Jesus. And he came to him and said, we know that you're a teacher come from God. And Jesus told him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then in verse 5 he says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We can only worship God in spirit and in truth if we are first born of the Spirit of God. And God doesn't come to us and say, do you want to be born? Children, do any of you remember your parents coming to you and saying, would you like to be born? No. Your parents did not ask your permission to come into the world. No, God caused you to be born. You didn't have any say or choice in the matter. The same is true of being born of the Spirit of God. Jesus explains that to Nicodemus in verse 8. He says, the wind blows where it wants to. You can hear the sound of it. You can see the effects of it. But you can't know where it comes from or where it's going when it's gone. And so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Let's look back at chapter 4 and verse 23. Jesus said, "The hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth." But he then says this. He says, "For the Father seeketh such to worship him." Do you realize that God is pleased with your worship? When we come together in this manner, for singing and for praying and for preaching, it's not about us. You should not be here to see your friends. You should not be here to see me. Your reason for being here should be to see God. To worship Him. Do you know what the word worship means? It means to bow down before. It means to give honor to. So all of your attention should be on God. On learning about Him and seeking His Spirit to lead in your life. God seeks such to worship Him. Many people have talked about the preaching of the gospel and what we as Christians do to reach out to unbelievers. Some people have thought that God is seeking to add children to His family. Some people have said that we preach the gospel so that people will believe and become God's children. This is not true. God is not seeking to make His children. God brings His children to life by His Spirit alone. But God is seeking people to worship Him. And what kind of people? Those who can worship Him in spirit and in truth. No one can worship Him in the Spirit unless they are alive in the Spirit already. So when we testify to people and share the gospel, we are looking for those who are born of the Spirit of God. How can we know that they're born of God? If they believe the gospel, they are born of God. So God is seeking their worship. How are they going to know truth?
គេដឹងពីសេចក្តីពិតដែររបៀបណា
God's word is truth.
ព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ម្ចាស់ព្រះបន្ទូលនៃសេចក្តីពិត
His word tells us it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believed.
ឯកាមួយដែលព្រះម្ចាស់បានស្វែងរកដើម្បីសង្គ្រោះគឺជាអស់អ្នកណាដែលមានភាពងីលងើ
Again, the only ones who can believe are those for whom Jesus already died.
ឯព្រះម្ចាស់ដែលមានការមានអ្នកអธิบายមួយទៀតគេបែបជាមកការមិនយល់គេថាអូអ្នកណាដែលព្រះអម្ចាស់សគត់គឺសគត់សម្រាប់មនុស្សទាំងអស
់ Those in whom the spirit of God has already brought life
ហើយទាំងអស់នោះហើយដែលព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធរបស់ព្រះជាម្ចាស់ផ្ដល់ជីវិតឲ្យគេ
But nonetheless the gospel saves them that believe
ប៉ុន្តែការនោះគឺមិនត្រូវទេគឺព្រះអម្ចាស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទសគត់ទៅអស់អ្នកណាដែលព្រះអម្ចាស់បានរើឲ្យគេជឿ
In Romans chapter 10
នៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីររ៉ូមចំពោះ
10 The apostle Paul writes
ដែលសាវកពលបានសរសេរ
And he says in verse 9
ខ9
Actually let's begin in verse 8
ចាប់ពីខ8តទៅ
He says but what saith it
ឯចាប់បាននិយាយកាលនេះថា
The word is nigh thee even in thy mouth and in thy heart
I await that him on the year that came from the chest of my mouth របស់ខ្ញុំ
That is the word of faith which we preach.
No I could just declare but that យើងបាននិយាយ
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus
I await that him ខ្ញុំប្រាប់នោះបើមាត់ទទួលថ្លែងប្រាប់ពីព្រះយេស៊ូវ
And shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead
ហើយអ្នកដែលជឿក្នុងចិត្តថាព្រះបានប្រោសទ្រង់រួចពីស្លាប
់ Thou shalt be saved
ទាំងអស់នោះនឹងបានសង្គ្រោះ
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation
អត្តបទយើងបានរាប់សុចរិតដោយសារជំនឿក៏បានសង្គ្រោះដោយទទួលការថ្លែងប្រាប់
For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The question may be asked, saved from what? Well, for one thing, they'll be saved from being ashamed. They'll be saved from ignorance to knowledge. Saved from error to truth. And the fact that they believe the truth will prove that they are saved to heaven. So then verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? The true worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. And the Father seeks such to worship him. But they cannot call in him unless they have believed him. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? God cares what his people believe.
អប្រមជាត្រុងយកប្រតិទុកដាក់ទៅអស់អ្នកណាដែលជារិះរបស់ផងប្រមជាដែលបានជឿ
He desires us to believe the truth
អប្រមជាត្រុងសប្រតិឲ្យយើងបានជឿដូច្នេះពិត
Because only then can we worship him in spirit and in truth
ព្រោះមានតែប្រមជាមួយដែលនាំឲ្យយើងស្វែងរកប្រមជាដែលវិញ្ញាណនៃសេចក្តីពិតបាន
It has pleased God through the preaching of the gospel
ហើយជាការមួយដែលគាត់ប្រតិរបស់ផងប្រមជាដែលប្រកាសដំណឹងល្អ
To bring knowledge to those who were in darkness. to turn them, as Paul says, from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. This world is full of darkness. Your own community that you live in is full of darkness. Darkness of superstition. Worship of idols. Worship of dead men. Worship of everything but the true God. Yet among those people who are in darkness, God has children for whom Christ died just like you. God has children whom He has brought to life in His Spirit. And God is seeking their worship. And He is going to do that through your knowledge. And your ability to share what He has taught you with others. And this will turn them from darkness. And will cause the light of God's truth to shine in your community. In your country and in the world. We need the Spirit of God. And we need the truth of His Word. It will provide us with such salvation. Salvation from all kinds of trouble. All kinds of fear. It will bring us into the freedom, the liberty of the sons of God. And the Father seeks such to worship Him. Jesus, in talking to this woman at the well, answered her specific historical question. But then He gave her a view of the very heart and purpose of God. God seeks such to worship Him. In John chapter 10, Jesus talks about Himself as the Good Shepherd. He calls the children of God, God's sheep. And there Jesus is talking to Jewish believers. And He says to them, "Other sheep have I which are not of this fold." Them also must I bring. And then all of my sheep will be one fold. And I will be their shepherd. Ultimately, it is God Himself. It is Jesus Christ who reaches out to His sheep. And He draws them to Himself. It is not the preacher. It is not the Christian. It is the Christ. But He has placed us in this world. He says we are lights in a dark place. He says we are ambassadors for Christ. He says that we are His people in a world of darkness. The true worshipers must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John writes in the closing verses of his first epistle, First John chapter 5.
លោក យូហាន បាន សរសេរ នៅ ក្នុង ព្រះ គម្ពីរ យូហាន ចំពោះ ខ្សែ ទី 1 ចំពោះ 5.
Verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come. And hath given us an understanding. That we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Today I am happy to tell you that we know that we are of God. Even though the world around us is dark and wicked, he has given us his word. He has given us life in his spirit. So walk in the spirit and walk in the truth. Share that truth with others. Because God is seeking people just like you to worship him. You know, God has given us a very simple form of worship. We don't need temples. We don't need idols. We don't need instruments of music. We don't need anything except the Word of God and His Spirit and our hearts, because our hearts worship God in His Spirit according to His truth. I thank God for the truth that is believed here. I thank Him daily for His Spirit that is manifest here. And my prayer is that just like in the church in the first century, that it might be said of this congregation, from you sounded out the word of truth in every place. Teach them the truth. God will give them the Spirit. And Jesus Christ will be pleased with our worship. Thank you so much for your faithfulness and for your attention today. Akun Chiran.
Akun Chiran.